From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday, November the 12th. The Buccaneers released cornerback Vernon Hargraves on Tuesday, the 11th overall pick in the 2016 draft. Hargraves was benched halfway through the third quarter of Sunday's 30-27 win over the Cardinals for lack of hustle on a 55-yard catch by Cardinals wide receiver Andy Isabella. Hargraves returned to the game late in the fourth quarter and was called for defensive pass interference on a fourth down play with just 30 seconds to go. Coach Bruce Arians previously held Hargraves out of Tampa Bay's first OTA because he didn't believe the cornerback was ready to practice. Hargraves has started every game this season and can be claimed by any team off waivers. If a team does claim him, they would be responsible for an injury guaranteed $9.954 million option for 2020. Addressing the situation Sunday, Hargraves said, "If that's what coach saw, that's what he saw. There's no arguing it. I need to hustle, point blank, end of discussion, and I'll get better. I'm sure I'll talk with him this week, and we'll get things straightened out, and we'll see where things go from here." The Rams placed starting center Brian Allen on IR after he suffered an MCL sprain in Sunday's loss to the Steelers. The Rams will also be without starting right tackle Rob Havenstein for a week or two with a meniscus injury. Left guard Joe Noteboom has been on IR since week 6. Austin Blythe, who played mostly at guard this season, will take over at center. It remains to be seen who will fill the left guard, and right tackle roles against the Bears on Sunday. Receiver Brandon Cooks suffered 2 concussions last month and is continuing to be monitored. He will miss his 2nd consecutive game this week. The Rams have played safety John Johnson and linebacker Micah Kizer on IR already this season. Linebacker Bryce Hager is also expected to land on IR this week. The Rams, at 5-4, are 2 games off the pace in the NFC West and are currently 2 games out of the NFC playoff picture. They have the 9th toughest remaining schedule. Seahawks receiver Tyler Lockett was hospitalized following Monday night's 27-24 win over the Niners for severe swelling in his leg. Lockett fielded the final kick of regulation but left the bench before overtime to receive additional attention for the contusion on his lower leg. The hospitalization is considered a precautionary measure intended to offset compartment syndrome, which can cause rapid acute swelling and require emergency surgery if serious enough. Lockett had a modest night receiving, 3 catches for 26 yards, but returned 3 kicks and a punt for a total of 63 yards. After the game, head coach Pete Carroll said, "Well, I think there was a lot of swelling. The contusion caused a lot of swelling right away, and they've got that stuff. There are concerns about that, so we just got to take care of him, and we're ahead of it, so we should be in good shape, but sorry to see him get hurt. You could tell without having him out there, we look different, and we need to have him back." The Eagles signed right guard Brandon Brooks to a 4-year, $54.2 million contract on Monday, with $30 million of that guaranteed. The 30-year-old Brooks joined the Eagles in 2016 as a free agent after leaving the Texans. The new deal supersedes the 5-year deal he signed when joining Philadelphia. Brooks has started 41 straight games and consistently rates out as one of the best guards in football, according to Pro Football Focus. Brooks tore his Achilles against the Saints in the playoffs last season, but managed to return in time to start all 9 games this season. Brooks has been an outspoken advocate for those struggling with anxiety, a disorder from which he himself suffers. Brooks said on Twitter, "First and foremost, I want to thank God for blessing me with this extension. I appreciate the support of the Eagles organization, management, coaches, and players. I wouldn't be here without y'all. Last but certainly not least, I appreciate the city of Philly and the fans. Y'all have been awesome, and I appreciate the passion y'all have for us and support you've shown me since I arrived." And that's the MMQB News for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.